This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to our farm show for Tuesday, July 7th. And this is John Michael Marty along with Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Joyce joins us from Springfield and comes down to the studio today to talk a bit about National Ice Cream Month. Joyce, I have to ask, why did they pick July?
Well, I think the summer is a perfect time to enjoy ice cream, actually.
It is.
A big fan year-round, but July was recognized as National Ice Cream Month in 1984. Our president at that time was Ronald Reagan, and he declared the month as National Ice Cream Month, and then the third Sunday, which is coming up, I believe this year it's the 19th, is National Ice Cream Day. And Ronald Reagan said it is, quote unquote, the perfect dessert, and called for all Americans to enjoy this event with appropriate ceremonies and activities.
I think everybody who was around when Ronald Reagan was president knew about his affinity for jelly beans. I wasn't aware of the ice cream, but that's good. How would he not? Because that, you're right, it is pretty much all American. And I'm being facetious about why July, because obviously it's a great summertime thing. I'm just thinking about picnics. It's a little tough sometimes without a really good cooler or lots of dry ice, but it's a great thing for a hot day. Let me ask Joyce, I think probably the hardest thing to give up, if you really like it, is ice cream if you're on a diet. But people don't necessarily have to?
You don't have to. Certainly, ice cream can be part of a healthy diet. And it is important, even if you are dieting, we want to include foods that we truly love. So the key is really the M word, and that means moderation. You just need to make sure that you're limiting your intake. Remember that a serving size for ice cream is a half a cup. And so that is about the size of a tennis ball. And the other thing I can point out is there are many low-fat and low-sugar versions that are now available. So if you do have special dietary needs, you know, even those individuals can enjoy ice cream.
It doesn't necessarily mean you can eat the half gallon.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, one of the things we can do to kind of limit our intake is make sure that we eat it in a bowl instead of out of the container.
I would imagine. People always talk about flavors, and I hear really odd things, and I know people go in spurts. But overall, I got to assume vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry are right up there, aren't they?
Your guesses are pretty good, actually. The number one is vanilla, and that is followed by chocolate. Then we have Neapolitan, strawberry, and cookies and cream. So those are the top five. And what do you have a favorite in the top five?
You know what? It's funny you mention that, because as I get older, I find myself gravitating back to wonderful vanilla, because you can do so much with it.
Yes.
And I think that's truly the case. Vanilla is my favorite, and really good vanilla is really good.
Yes, I do like vanilla, and especially the vanilla bean, where you can see the little flecks of the real vanilla bean in there.
I often wonder how much of the milk supply each year that comes from the dairy herds goes into making ice cream. I would imagine it's a pretty good chunk.
Well, actually, I do know that, because we've used that. Yes, we have used that as a statistic before. It's about 9%, which I thought it would be higher than that. So about 9% of all the milk produced goes to produce ice cream.
Ice cream cones are terrific, of course. And I've always heard, and whether it was true or not, that the ice cream cone was invented or first introduced during the St. Louis World's Fair. So many things were at the St. Louis World's
Fair. Right. Iced tea, too.
Iced tea as well.
Yes. But yes, that's one of the stories that I have heard as well, that they ran out of dishes and some inventive person just took a cookie, rolled it up, made it into a cone shape, and then they used that for ice cream.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, the first ice cream cone, though, the story is that it was first introduced in New York City.
Oh, really? Okay.
1896. What about somebody who has an intolerance to milk? How can they still eat some types of ice cream?
Certainly. And, you know, check the freezer section. Just like there is lactose-free milk available now, you can also see there are some lactose-free ice creams available. And if it is an issue, if it is a problem, you can always purchase Lactaid and take that prior to enjoying your ice cream.
We're visiting today with Joyce Vickery. Joyce, from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. And we're talking about ice cream because July is ice cream month. Ice cream is always a great topic any day of the year. But today, with July being ice cream month, we're visiting about all of the great things that involve around ice cream. And certainly in July or any time, you can enjoy it. We'll be back with more of Joyce right after this with part two. Back with part two on our farm show for this Tuesday, our guest Joyce Vickery from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Joyce, again, I really appreciate you coming down to talk about ice cream, because what better subject is there than ice cream to talk about? The big question, and I know that I'll be the first to admit, I always eat more than the recommended serving size. How does one encourage moderation when it comes to eating ice cream?
Well, I think I mentioned one thing is, of course, you want to put it in a bowl so you can see exactly how much you're eating instead of being tempted to eat out of the carton or,
sure.
You know. So that's one thing you can do. You can use a measuring cup just so you can measure it out and just, you know, this is a half a cup. This is what I'm going to eat. And then the other thing, too, is you can also use kind of a scoop, because generally one scoop is about a half a cup. So that's what I would recommend, you know, just be familiar with what a serving size is, put it in a dish, and then don't be tempted to go back for seconds.
But you don't say that the best thing is to eat a flavor you don't like, so you don't want
well,
anymore.
Does that work?
I don't know. No. No, then you say, oh, I got to have what I like, too. So, no, that doesn't work.
I will say I have also tried that one because my husband loves chocolate. So I'll buy the chocolate and then he will eat it and I won't. But
no, it doesn't work.
Yes, it hasn't for me.
Either you'll go ahead and eat another portion of the one you like, or you'll learn to like that one.
That's
and that
right.
Doesn't work. What recipes have you got for July ice cream month? I gotta believe there's a recipe or two involving ice cream.
Well, absolutely. And one of the recipes is a three-ingredient ice cream recipe. And this is nice because you actually do not need an ice cream freezer to make this. So what you have is you need one can of sweetened condensed milk. You need a pint of heavy whipping cream and then 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. So this is your vanilla ice cream. Now, if you want to, you can kind of customize this by adding nuts, berries, and crushed pieces of your favorite candy if you like. The idea is you want to combine the three ingredients in a large bowl using an electric mixer. You want to beat this at medium speed for about 5 minutes until it's kind of whipped up and forms peaks. And then you put it in a 13x9 baking dish and you place it in the freezer for about 8 hours. Then you can simply cut it into 12 equal pieces. I'm assuming that's about a half a cup, right? and enjoy. It's about 250 calories.
That's a vanilla ice cream made that
is
way.
A vanilla, yes. It's a little bit different. Now, I do have, I have purchased a Cuisinart, and it's the type where you freeze the outer container for about 24 hours, and then you add your ingredients to that, and you press the button, and 20 to 30 minutes later, you have ice cream.
Oh,
so
sure.
That's also wonderful.
Yeah. That's fabulous. I think I might try this. That looks really good. We sit and we talk about ice cream in July, and we talk about ice cream anytime. I have to admit to you that as I've gotten older, and I think this is a struggle maybe we all have, as I've gotten older, I'm more inclined to eat sweets. I really like them a lot, you know, and so I get become sedentary in my job, sitting out here at the radio station all day. Then I go home and I eat that lovely ice cream at night. I must say, it's really a struggle for me, you know. As much as I love it, I say, oh, can't do it all the time. But I'm surrounded by Dairy Queen blizzards, and I'm surrounded by grocers' frozen food cases, and I'm surrounded by, you know, just whatever. The ice cream is everywhere. But that just lends to its popularity, I'm assuming, too.
It does, and if it makes you feel any better, because one of the major ingredients is milk, and of course, milk contributes so many nutrients to our diet. It actually is a nutrient-dense food, and again, we don't want to indulge probably on a daily basis, but it does contain more nutrients than probably some other desserts that are out there, things like cakes or pies. And, and just remember, you are getting a little dairy that way, okay? Does that make you feel better?
That makes me feel better. That and working on the moderation makes it better. Our guest has been Joyce Vickery from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. So glad to have Joyce for her regular monthly visit with us down here. I want to jump ahead. What's in August? Have we got something to talk about in August?
I'm sure we do. You know, of course, we always start to think about back to school. I'm not sure that's going to be our topic, but that would be a great one.
So we got one coming. So about the first week or so of August, we'll have Joyce back again. But thanks for being our guest today, Joyce.
Thank you.
That's part two of our farm show. We'll be back with more on Wednesday. Have a great day, everybody.